Keisha Daniels Street is quiet.
Hi, Keisha. Hi, yes.
Yeah, she and her neighbors are inside their little brick homes, avoiding the lead-contaminated ground outside and putting their lives into boxes.
I'm packing up, but I don't have anywhere to go.
Daniels moved here 12 years ago, before her youngest son was born. She says she only learned about the lead this year. It's 100 times higher than the safe limits set by the Environmental Protection Agency. When the EPA reported these levels to the city this summer, the mayor decided to demolish West Calumet Housing Complex. The East Chicago Housing Authority gave out $1.9 million in federal housing vouchers to residents and told them they had 2 months to move. But many say they can't do it that fast without more resources. Keisha Daniels says even her initial briefing on the move when she got her housing voucher was confusing.
I was like, we can read, you know, but I'm still not understanding the process of how you go about Section 8.
Section 8 housing vouchers cover part of a person's rent based on need, but the process is complicated, even though it's been streamlined for this emergency. On top of those vouchers, the housing authority says it'll use another $1.2 million in savings and state funds to cover moving expenses. But Daniels hasn't seen any of that money yet. She's even still paying rent at West Calumet. So while she apartment hunts, she and others are looking into legal action.
Because these moves are happening so quickly.
Attorney Kate Walls is with the Shriver National Center on Poverty Law in Chicago.
These families need the time and the opportunity to potentially move again to communities who could support them.
Walls represents Daniels, five other residents, and the Calumet Lives Matter organization in an administrative complaint outside of court to federal fair housing officials. The complainants want to know why they're in this situation when the EPA has been studying the contamination from an old USS lead smelting plant for 30 years. And Walls says they want immediate assistance and long-term support for the displaced residents. That complaint was followed about a month later by a separate class action discrimination lawsuit from a Hammond-based attorney, Alex Mendoza. He represents 13 more residents who were suing the city and businesses tasked with cleaning up the lead.
They're just giving them vouchers as if that makes everything okay. You know, these people have to leave their homes and it's not adequate.
East Chicago's city attorney Carla Morgan says the city cannot comment on pending litigation. In an earlier interview before the recent lawsuit, though, she had this to say about the city's demolition plan and its relocation timeline.
We've had to try to balance what's fair versus what is best for people's health.
The Housing Authority recently gave out some details on how to get moving expenses covered and a list from 2014 of 50 landlords with units available. But on a recent weekday, only two who answered the phone said they had open apartments. 10 others said they'd had to turn away dozens of callers from West Calumet Housing Complex. That's why Keisha Daniels says she hopes to move out of her hometown of East Chicago to Hammond. She and her younger son have tested positive for low levels of lead, while her next oldest tested negative. The third boy doesn't live at home. Still, she says she's worried.
If I would have ever been informed about anything with lead or arsenic, I would have left. A long time ago. I would have never subjected my children to this or myself, you know, because I don't know what I've done to them that probably won't be able to be fixed, especially my 12-year-old.
He's lived his whole life in an apartment where the EPA also found lead and arsenic at around 100 times above safe levels. Daniels planned to take the agency up on its complex-wide offer to deep clean the place and her furniture before she took it with her wherever she moved. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in East Chicago.